7 and a mashu tvachim tall. Why? The chopachus mishleisha kolav adami. Since the roof is only ten tvachim high, and this mechitza is 7 and a mashu high, therefore there's less than 3 tvachim in between the mechitza and the roof. So we say lovud. It's considered like it's attached dummy. So here we're talking about the kitzah. The mechitza is touching the roof. That's why it's called a good mechitza. So the marbishlay malabayu hanadiktorni miyasara. That's why it says me'asar. We're talking about the roof is 13 high, and that's why it says me'asar. We're talking about not better. I mean, since the roof is 13 high, we're talking about the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. El rafun of Rabbi Yeshua, my me'asar. What does it mean? It gets lower than 10 tefachim. According to him, the whole roof is only 10 tefachim high. So we're talking about now the mechitza is only 7 and a mashu tall. So it should have said if it gets less than 7 and a mashu. Why does it say if it gets less than 10? And for the Gemara, mitoyres asor enachnami, it means from the din of 10. In other words, now that you have this mechitza 7 and a mashu tall, since you have a din lovud, it's considered attached to the roof. What is that together? Now it's 10 tefachim. So when it's nesmaid becomes smaller, that you can't give it a din of 10 anymore, that's when it's possible. Ve'enachnami, it's kosher even though it's only 7 and a mashu, because 7 and a mashu could also make 10 with the din of lovud. Anything within 3 tefachim is still attached to the roof. So now, if on Shabbos, though, this mechitz in between the two chatzers became less than 10 tefachim, so now it's like one big chatzer, they ask the zelzeh. So the Gemara, l'chura, sheman minon, diurin haboyim b'Shabbos asurin. L'chura, you're going to bring me a raya now, that even if it became asur on Shabbos, still they asur. And we don't say the svara, since at the beginning of Shabbos, you had a good mechitz here. So each chotzer made their own eruv chatzeris, so it's mutter for them to carry up from the house to the chotzer. So once we should say, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was hutra, it should remain hutra lo Shabbos. Even though new people come into the chotzer, they don't asur on Shabbos. So here you have a rai not like that. So drashi asurin, for lo yomer we don't say here Shabbos hoyav hutra or plukti the parakamets the machlekes in the first parak we had. So it should be a kasha on that man the yomer. Here we're saying if the mechitza became less than 10 on Shabbos, it becomes osur, even though the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter. And the Gemara, no. I'll tell you, even this bright said, means to say, Dilme dimayit miyesmol. It means yesterday before Shabbos, that's when it became less than 10. So the kids are at the beginning of Shabbos, they didn't have any Erev together. Each one had a separate Erev chaseres for themselves. And that's no good. Since there's no mechitza now, it's like one big chaser. They have to not to make an Erev together. So if they didn't do it before Shabbos, therefore it's osur on Shabbos. No, Ketzer the way said, what's the Eitzah to be matter now if the wall became less than 10 before Shabbos? And now it's one Chotzer, and they don't have one Erev Chotzeris. What's the Eitzah? It said in the Brayse, Noyelus Beisoy, one person has to like lock his door, Umavato Rishusa, and the second thing, he has to Umavato give up his rights to use the Chotzer. Shred Gemara, Tarti, like what do you have to have two? All along the whole Masecht, all we had so far is, you just have to be Umavato your Rishus. You have to give up the rights you have to use the Chotzer, that's enough. Here, the first time we have two in Yonim. You have to mamash lock your door, and then you have to move out to Yerushus. What's that for two? Now, the more hochik come, this is what the Braisa means to say. In Echlam, either one is good. Or, noyles basically, either you lock your door, and that's why Lagrashi says, the gole daita the istalik miyocha v'hainu bitulei, that's just as good as you're saying you're being mavato, you're giving up the right to use this chotzer. Since you locked your door, you're showing that you don't want to use this chotzer anymore. Oi, or else, mevat les reshusoi. Or else, don't lock your door, but just speak out to say the favorish you want to be mevat to your reshus. The boy is saying, another territory says, no, luyelam tarti enichlam, you have to have two. Now why? I'll tell you, dafko via, you have to have two. Kivon de doshbe also to tulin. Because here we're talking about, before this war became less than 10, each chotzer had their own eruv chaseris, and they were ruggle and carrying out from the house into the chotzer. So since they were ruggle to do it, if you be mavati yeshus, that wouldn't be enough for him. Since you're used to carrying out, so in a case where you were used to carrying out, and now something happened to give you an iser, and echnami, you have to do two things: you have to close your door, and you have to be mavati yeshus. So Rashi says. The other chaverim amutataka with one. If he himself has to make achokam, to loy leisil tatula, he should not come to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So Rashi learns here, "V'hu adin the svilal haytanom v'chol mevatle rishus the boy linol." Enechnami. In the whole mesecta we had, when it says if you're ruggle to carry out and you want to be for this Shabbos, you forgot to make an arubik service, so you always had, you just have to be mevatel, give up your rights to use the chotzer. So it's true for the other people to carry out from the house into the chotzer, they made an arubik service. Just you didn't. All you have to do is be mevatel. Give up the right to use the chotzer. That's enough. Everybody else. But you yourself, you have your own din that you're not allowed to carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer. Since you gave up the rights to use it, it's us people to do it. So your din is, you're supposed to lock your door. It's like a hecker for you. It's not a din for the other people. For the other people, they're mutter to carry out as soon as you're mavato your reshus. Then that's not me. This Gemara says now, new chiddush, that for you yourself, you should lock your door. Today, that you should not come to carry out. Because all these cases, Pashid, you are ruggle in carrying out. Just this Shabbos, you forgot to give in to the Rubik HaTeris. So you can move out to your shoes to them. But then that's not me, you have to close the door. This is Rashi Shita. Tosis argues on Rashi, but Kopon, this is Rashi Shita. Right. Who also the Chaveira Mutter? So when you are Mavatu, your Rashus was saying now that the other people are allowed to carry out, but you're not. For the Mopshita, Vadi, you're not allowed to. What do you mean? You gave up the rights to use. You're not allowed to carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer now. And the Gemara, Tzricha, the Hoder, Iduch, Ubotele, the Chavri. We're talking about what after you were Mavatl in the morning, and the afternoon, the other people now were Mavatl their Rishus to you. They took away their rights to use the Chotzer. Vokamashman, this price holds, the Ein Mavatlam, Chosin Mavatlan. That's what says your Osir. That even though later their Mavatl their Rishus to you, nothing doing. Since you, in the morning, you were the first one to mavato your reshus to them, that's it. There's no modin, ain't bitul acha bitul. Once you mavato once, you can't be choizim mavato. That's what this rice holds. Therefore, it's good that it says you're also no matter what. Even if they're mavato, their reshus to you, it doesn't open anymore. Who adin what? If you have this long ditch of tevin, that mamish, the middle of the ditch, is the end of a tchum alpayimama from one city, and it's the end of a tchum from another city, the other side. Still we say each one allowed to come to the middle to take their side. For the more pshita, avada, it's not worse than our mishnah here. We have din eruv chatzeris, that even though there are two different chotzes, we say each chotz is allowed to come to the middle of this mechitzam and take Paris home. And we're not like afraid that maybe the wall will cave in on Shabbos and then it'll become usur. We say no. Kol zaman smutr, it's mutr. So by tchum, it should be the same din. Each one has a right to walk up Payamama. So even though their Payamama ends in the middle of this ditch that's full of tevin, pshit, as far as your Payamama goes, you should be allowed to go. And for the Gemara, this price will tell you, like Tzrich or Rabbi Kiva. This price will tell you, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Do you ma tchumim the Raisa? Rabbi Kiva shit there is, it's awesome with the Raisa to carry chus the tchum. Or the Zoy ma the time I would think. Leagues there should be Xera. Dilma Osi Lech Lufei, maybe there'll be Xera. That if you start to take from the Tchum on your side, maybe you'll go to the other side of the ditch and take also. And that'll be Nisidiraisa. Kamashmon, even though it's a Shalach on Nisidiraisa, still we don't make any Xeris. Trashid Rebbe Kibim, Sechta Saita, Perak Shem, Madatem, and Xer Dilma Osi Lech Lufei, Velekum, Velikach, Mitchum, Shem, Nisholahem, Vokabri, Midiraisa. Maybe these people will go and take from the other side of the ditch, which is chutz from their tchum. Kamashmo, no, we're not afraid of this. Now we spoke out on all that. That's what the Kiva says, it's midraisim, it's only if you have go out Yud Beis Mil. So what we're talking about here, where they walked out Yud Beis Mil. If you Yud Beis Mil, that's the sheer the Raisa of a tchum. That's how long the Machna Yisrael was in the Midbar, Yud Beis Mil. So here we're talking about the Yud Beis Mil you have ends in the middle of a ditch. So we don't make the Xerah to say if you carry from the first part of the ditch, the Tfuah, maybe you'll come to go to the other side. No, we don't make these Xerahs. So to Mishnah. Kate said, Mishtach fin b'movi. How do we make a Shtu from your voice? Again, that's to be, even though after Pasha they made it a Rudach Chatzeris, everybody's allowed to carry out from their house into the Chatzer. Now we want to be Mishtach all the Chatzerim together in order to be Mata them, that they should be allowed to carry out from their Chatzer into the alleyway, into the Movi. You want to now carry from your Chatzer into the Movi. So it's called the Shtu from your voice. And we had before, you don't, but after you have to use bread for this. For this, you could even use Yayin or Shah Peris. The loch is maniach es achovius. Usually chovius means of wine. You pick up, you put the chovius of wine. The yoimen you say, harezu luchol b'nei movi. Has one person could do it for everybody. He says he picks up the barrel of wine. Or mezak alhen ayidei b'noi, or biti agdolim. He could be mezakra to them. But the loch is shtufim mevoi. He says everybody has to have a shutuf in it. You have to put peres there. So I could do it for you as the pshat, I'm mezakra it for you. like we'll soon see later, by Ruvi Chaser, it's the same halacha. If one person in the house makes the Ruvi Chaser for everybody in the house, the same thing. You let somebody else pick up the matzahs, and he's mezakut for everybody in the house. It's called everybody has to own a part of it. Here also, for Shtufa Mevoyis, one person puts down the barrel of wine, and he's mezakarit, he lets somebody pick it up. When that person picks it up, he's like, how's that to be kernerit? Says, for everybody should own a part of this barrel of wine. Now, umezakalem ayidei binoy ubitya gdolim. If he has a ben or daughter, an older one, they can make a kinyan for other people. We'll soon see, but not ketanim. Vayidei avdoi v'shivchos ivrim. If he has an eved ivri or a shivch ivri, that's mutter. Vayidei ishtoi, who then his wife could also have a yad to be mezaka for other people. Avol eina mezaka loy ayidei binoy ubitya ketanim. But your own child or daughter, that's a kotin, we say their yad is like the father's yad, so they can't be mezakah for other people. Whatever they pick up goes straight back to the father's house, and never left the father's hand. Hodin, if you give it to your own shivcho or evet kenani, since mashakon evet kona rabbi, when you put it into their hand is like the yodin's hand. So your mamash gave it right back to the yodin, so that's not cool. They can't be mezakah it, acquired, everybody else should own it. Therefore, you have to give it either to B'nai Godol, or else to somebody else, or your wife. Your wife also has a yad. Even though we say also, Mashakon Isha Kona Bailom, but a Isha has a yad. If somebody would give your wife a present, Al Menash Ein Bailo Rishusbo, if somebody would give a present, that he doesn't want a husband to have a right to this present. He's only giving it to your wife. She's kinda. Now it's really a wife does have a kinyan. So here also, when the husband gives the wife the pick up the Eriv, she could be mezakra to everybody else in the Chotzer. Well, here for Shtufa Mevoyis, the wife could pick up the barrel and be zeicherit for everybody in this movie. Omer Rav Yehuda, Chav Yishal Shtufa Mevoyis Sorach Lagbiyam and Akaka Tefach. When you want to make a kinyan, you have to pick it up a tefach. That's the kinyan Agbur. So Rashi Sorach Lagbiyam and Akaka Kishu Mezaka Oisoy Lehen. The way Zchiya works is that you, I own the barrel. Now I'm giving it to you. Now really, you could pick it up for yourself. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. What's called a Maisa Kinyan? You have to pick it up a Tefach. But there's a Migu though. Migu that you kernel it for yourself, you have a right away to Mazakra to everybody else. So you're making a Maisa Kinyan, even though Maisa Kinyan usually makes it that you own it. But if you have that you don't want, you should own it alone. You want everybody in the Chutzah to own it also, you could do that. That's a Lachas Chia. So your Maisa Kinyan helps for everybody here. So what's the Maisa Kinyan? Hagbo, you have to pick it up a Tefach. Same thing when you have your Rubei Chatzeris. And you give the matzah, you have to pick up the matzah tefach. Bim rakaka tefach. Omar Rova. Hani tati mili saba de pumbadisa arminin. I heard over two halachas from the older people of Pumbadisa. Chodoho, one is this halacha, that when you want to make a shufa mevoyis, you have to pick up the barrel of tefach. Idach, what's the second halacha? Ha mekadish, when somebody makes kiddish on a kosher yayin, im toyin mole lugmov yotza. If he drinks from the wine a mole lugmov, a mouthful, then he's yotza the mitzvah kiddish. If you don't drink a mouthful, you're not yoyed to the mitzvah kiddush. That's what we said over the Sabbath of Pumbadisa. Now, a mouthful is usually less than a revius. You have to drink. Usually, mol lugma means like one side, one cheek full. It's called a mol lugma. That's a little bit less than a revius. Now, metchila, that's the din that the person that makes kiddush should drink a revius of the yayin. So, our gemara should drink a mol lugma, which is a little bit less than a revius. In the kaist, there should be revius. So you should drink roiv kais. If you drink roiv with a kais, that's usually called mola lugmov. Now, metchila din is the person that makes kiddush, he himself is supposed to. If he himself can't, he's allowed to give it to somebody else to drink mola lugmov. And by the evid, you could be saimech that if everybody that takes a little bit of it, together, everybody drank up a mola lugmov together, you yaitse. But enechlam, if you just take one sip, it's a shvacha maisa. A kol ponim, the most cool thing yeshita is that you can star up when everybody takes a sip of the kais. If everybody sips together is a shear of Rav Revius, then you yoitza. But if you don't even drink that much, it's a shailam. That's this gemara, Makadish. Im toyim o lugma v'yotza. V'im lav lo yotza, not yoitza the mitzvah. Omer Rav Chaviva. Ho'anami savda pumbadisa amrina. I heard over a third halacha that the older people in Pumbadisa said. The Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Oisin medura l'chaya b'shabis. If you have an isha just gave birth, you're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos. She's cold. She's a mokim sakona. You're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos to heat her, to give her heat. Is sabiminei lechaya in lechidoloi. Only to a pregnant, Isha just gave birth, 1 or 2 or 3 days afterwards, but not to a chayl, even if it's a chayl sheesh basakona. And who had any thought, the moisak is shom, only in the winter months it's mutam. Because then she's cold. in Abi Moisa Chamaloi, for in the summertime she gets cold, I think she's crazy. What do you mean? It's hot outside. There's no reason to make a fire. And then, so more itmav Reb Chiya Bar Avin Omer Shmuel, Heik is dam, if somebody had bloodletting, when it's soinin, and because of that, if he got cold, he got the shivers, you should know, it's a sakonis nefoshes, and oisin loy medura b'shabbos, you're allowed to make for this person a fire on Shabbos, v'yafilu b'tkufas tamiz, even if it's mamish the middle of the summer months, in the middle of tamiz, then it's hot outside, so what? If this person got a shiver, for him it's a sakonis nefoshes, you're allowed to make a fire for him even on Shabbos. So what? Right, Omer Amemer, Ho Nami Sabbath of Pumbadisa Amrin, and have another aloha that the older people in Pumbadisa said. The Itmar, Ezelhi Asherah Stam. How do we know what's called the Stam Asherah? A Stam Asherah is a Grashi, Afagav, the Lechazinin Le, the Polchu, Mechazkin Le Bohochi. And Asherah means a tree that the Goyim worship for their Avoid Zorah, that's Osabanoah. The Stam tree, even though we don't see the Goyim bow down to it, how do we know it's an Asherah or not? So you gave an Eitzah. Omer Rav. Kol shemasharshe oibet achovim shoymrin oisai. Any tree that the galochim there watch the